The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 18 to 19, and verse 51. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then he went down to Nazareth with them, and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Having just celebrated Christmas and the New Year, with all his festivities, let us take a moment to consider the things that we treasure most, those things that we hold dear and protect, and think about often. Many persons may think about their accomplishments, their financial success, and their valuable possessions. But there are far more valuable things that we can hold dear, such as our spirituality and our emotional well-being. Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew what was more valuable in life. In the book of Luke, chapters 1 and 2, we read the account of the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary when she was engaged to her future husband, Joseph. The angel told her she would bear a child who would be the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Although she knew it would bring shame on her and her family, she gladly submitted to God's will to be the mother of the Messiah. After the child was born and the shepherds were told by angels where the birth took place, they hurried to Bethlehem to see the event. As they related their experience to Mary and Joseph, the Bible records that she treasured all these things in her heart. Again, in Luke chapter 2, verses 49 to 50, we read where the family visited Jerusalem. And on the way back home, they discovered that their young son, Jesus, was not among the caravan. When they returned to Jerusalem to search for him, they found him in the temple discussing matters of the law with the teachers of the law. Mary rebuked her son for staying behind, but Jesus said to her, "Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" Although she was not sure what Jesus meant by this question, it is recorded that Mary treasured these things in her heart. So the question is, what should you and I treasure? The most valuable thing in life is first and foremost a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Then there is a list of blessings that God has bestowed on us, such as family and friends, God's promises from His Word, our possessions that were earned by hard work, the land in which God has placed us, to name a few. Remember that what we value most is what consumes our time. So let our treasures be those things that will have eternal significance. Please join us next week.